some municipalities in Pennsylvania are struggling to maintain healthy pension funds. That's a concern for many who rely on their monthly pension checks, but it also has an effect on other city services and municipalities' budgets. In this first part in a Keystone Crossroads series on the impact of underfunded pensions in Pennsylvania, Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports on why many municipal funds are in poor shape and why it matters.
Jim Rosapel stands in a sun-drenched room, pointing to a framed assemblage on the wall.
This just says Sergeant James Rosapel, Monroeville Police Department.
It includes a police officer's uniform shirt and other items.
There's a gas cap cover from the Harley-Davidson that I rode on. The pigs were our valve stem covers. Back in those days, we were called pigs every now and then. Didn't bother us at all. There's a medal hanging there that was for, I guess, Valor.
Rosapel worked for the Monroeville Police Department for 28 years. After serving in the Vietnam War in a brief stint as a security guard, it was his first and last full-time job.
My dad was a policeman in Patton Township before it became Monroeville. My brother was a policeman in Monroeville. So to me, it was in my blood. I always wanted to be a policeman, and I always wanted to be a policeman in Monroeville.
He retired 18 years ago when he was 52 years old. He has some income. He performs drug tests, rates golf courses, and drives a hearse, but he mostly relies on his pension.
It's my paycheck for the work that I did do in the past.
Rosapel has what's called a defined benefit plan. That means he'll receive pension checks calculated based on his salary during his work years until his death. It's a kind of long-term bargain public agencies make with their employees. We can't pay you so well, but we'll give you steady benefits. But the pension fund that cuts him a check every month is distressed. It has about 73% of the money it needs. In all, nearly 600 municipalities in the state are at some level of distress, underfunded by nearly $8 billion. Why is this a problem?
It's going to affect the services that we deliver here.
That's Tim Little, the manager for Monroeville Borough.
It's state law that you have to pay the pension obligation. You can't get around that. You have to pay that. So when it comes time to making out the budget, you put all the fixed costs into the budget. And then what's left over, you put into buying vehicles, repairing roads, buying commodities, salt, aggregate, whatever the case might be. So if your pension costs go up, that's just taking away from something else.
In Monroeville, taxes went up recently, but there's still less money for road work than in the past. Some municipalities have sold off assets. To be clear, other inflexible costs have the same effect. But in Monroeville, pension costs make up about 9% of the entire budget. In Pittsburgh, it's 13% and projected to grow. In Philadelphia, 15%. Paying off pension promises is a long-term commitment for municipalities.
You could think of it as a mortgage.
That's Brian Jensen, executive director of the Pennsylvania Economy League of Greater Pittsburgh.
You have a debt with your mortgage that eventually has to be paid, maybe over a 30-year period. So you have an annual payment that is due to the bank, and that's really kind of the same way that a pension plan works.
Each year, a certain amount needs to go into a pension fund, made up of employee contributions and, when municipalities qualify, state aid. The fund's money is invested, and whatever the investments earn also goes into the fund. Then the municipality throws in the remainder of what's determined to be the total necessary annual payment. But what if estimates about the wildcat variable, investment returns, are wrong?
If they don't make that return, now they have a shortfall, and there's no real effective way for the state then to make them make up that last year's shortfall. It takes a long time to make back those underpayments in the pension plans.
It's hard in part because many municipalities don't have dedicated funding streams. And assuming higher rates of return, even if they're unrealistic, actually helps municipalities in the short term. It means less comes out of the general fund because more is supposedly coming from investments. All in all, funds may see less money annually than they should. Pittsburgh City Controller Micah Lamb says the math isn't quite honest.
There are so many games that get played with that number with respect to actuarial studies, lifespan, and all this math that goes into that can be played, so to speak, so that you end up putting less in than you really should.
Did you hear him say lifespan? That's another big issue. A state law from the 50s set the floor at 50 years of age for retirement for police officers in most cities. Back then, average life expectancy was 67. Not so today.
If you're 50, you're probably going to live until you're well into your 80s. So you've worked 20 years, but you're going to get a pension for 30 or more. The math there is a problem.
The solution can come at the state or local level, says Lamb. Municipalities can stop the funny math and make more realistic calculations and, therefore, payments that would result in more solvent pension funds. Municipalities can also try to secure more amenable contracts, like a higher retirement age, with unions during contract negotiations. Or the state can pass laws that do those things, and more.
It's the kind of thing that has to happen at both levels.
Exacerbating the policy issues is the post-industrial reality of many Pennsylvania municipalities, one of diminished populations and tax bases. In many towns, there are more retired people receiving pensions than young workers paying into them. The remaining taxpayers tend to make up the difference. Back in Monroeville, Rosapel, the retired police officer, says he's worried about the viability of his pension.
At my age, I'd feel silly going on welfare or trying to get food stamps or something. I don't know how we'd survive without our pension.
Cutting pensions in Monroeville hasn't been on the table, though in places like Scranton, which has the most distressed pension fund in the state, that could be a real issue in the near future. But Rosapel is also worried about how his beloved town will stay vibrant. He says he watched Monroeville grow, and now he's watching it struggle. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.